forgot I was losing. Yeah. I wouldn't live under a roof, and yeah. I wouldn't be up in this booth, and yeah. I wouldn't know he is the truth, and if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have took in my soul, but now I rise up, and I surprise him, like the day that he rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these four cars, yeah. on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada, I wouldn't have been close. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes, no shoes to cover my toes, no hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed up without a doubt. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I talked to God, he said, I got you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And they try to act like they never knew you, but the devil can't do nothing to you.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Here we are, Saturday, February 10th. This is Bold and Beautiful, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We are excited about today's show. We have a special guest that we are excited to hear all about. Of course, I am Minister Jordana, and I have with me my co-host, Reverend Novena. Say hey, girl.
Hey.
And then I have my other brother, Reverend Curtis. Say hey.
How you doing? I am a mute.
And then, of
on.
Course, we have our special guest, Jamiga. Good morning, girl.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, slight update. We are unfortunately unable to have, because I said, of course, our promo is that it was two Fly Sisters. Jade is off jet setting and doesn't currently have access to be able to call into the show today. So we are going to definitely follow up with a part two so we can have both of these sisters on the show together. So this morning, Jamiga is going to represent and stand in the gap, and we are looking forward to having an awesome, awesome show. Reverend Novena, can you open us up in a word of prayer, please?
Certainly, certainly. And Father God, we just love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to just bring to you everything that's within us, Lord God. We thank you for this program, this platform where we can celebrate your goodness and highlight and shine your light on those young people who are doing things for your kingdom, Lord God. We just thank you and we praise you for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Reverend Curtis, do you want to talk about how you met these young women?
Yeah, so we were actually at an event given by Michael Lyles, who's running for head state's attorney of Prince George's County. We was at a cookout, and Jamiga, she actually came over, and we began to talk, and we were just talking about the Lord. And then it just... from that point on, a friendship blossomed. I met her team. I met her her significant other, and we all, it was just a blessed fellowship, and we just become connected by the Spirit. So, you know, I was really intrigued by what they do in the community and what they're doing with their business. And then on top of that was their relationship with the Lord. That was just the icing on the cake. So that's how we met. And this was, I think, last summer, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jamiga?
Yeah, it was last summer, and it's just amazing how God just places you in places, and he guides you to just start conversations. That's why it's important that we all just take time to just say hello and how you doing, because you just never know what it will lead
right.
to. Because that's really where our conversation started. Was just he was sitting there peacefully. Everybody else was talking to somebody. He seemed like, okay, I think he'll say something back if I say hi. And then... And then it just flourished from there. Like a quick conversation that I thought was stopped at a how are you, I'm good, turned into us ministering to each other, telling our testimonies, exchanging numbers, and then just being very intentional about sharing our walk and sharing God's goodness and growing as a family. So thanks, CJ, for just having a warm spirit and welcome.
Amen. Amen. Likewise to you. Likewise to you. Definitely likewise to you.
So, Jamiga, we're going to jump right in. So tell us a little bit, and I don't know, you know, the parameters about how you can share, you know, what you're doing in the business world. So just tell us a little bit, you know, you went to school, your age, you know, so people can kind of get a feel for who you are and what you guys are doing with your whole team.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for giving me that freedom to share with what's necessary. But so yes, my name is Jamika Whitehead. I am a current resident of the DMV. I was born in Hampton, Virginia, so not too far from here. I'm very familiar with this area. I graduated from Howard University in 2014. My degree is finance, and I've always had a heart for just understanding just currency and how we use it and the mindset behind it. So shortly after graduation, I immediately started working at IBM, which is a technology company. And much of what they do now is consulting. So they use their technology to consult a lot of public and private corporations. And when I was there, I learned a great deal of just problem solving and how these major corporations maximize the use of questions and answers to solve financial problems. And it always just like kind of pondered in my mind, well, why don't we teach these everyday question and answer techniques to people so we can save each other? Because we're helping companies have great quotas and profits and turnovers, but our own people, especially in my own family, money is a constant battle and it becomes so emotional. So God, you know, just being God, he just made me feel uncomfortable to do service for work but not serve in my own community. So it just happened just ordained by God where he positioned Jade and I to reconnect because we met our freshman year at Howard. So we've known each other since 2010.
Okay.
And when we connected, it was January of 2017. We reconnected, and she's also a consultant with Deloitte. So we had the same just mindset on like, wow, we're learning these cool tools and tactics that we're using to help corporations make billions of dollars. We should utilize this and help our community. So we came together, and we had a vision to allow the people in our reach to invest their excess liquid funds into real estate because, as we all know, in the DMV, there's a constant growth of real estate. It's a stable market that's always growing just because where we're placed. And a lot of us have to be wise just about how we use where God positions us to maximize what he invests and deposits in us. So so understanding that our market is always on the up and up just because we're nestled right in the nation's capital. So there'll always just be a sense of protection that the government has for the assets here, that it's a wise way to educate and teach the people in our community how you can get involved and understand why banks loan you mortgages for your home, because they understand that this is an affluent market too.
Right.
So, did you want me to go just into how Transform works or just give the background on
yes,
on
so
how
tell us about
started?
Transform.
I don't want to okay. Awesome.
Transform. Tell us.
Yes. So Transform Coalition is the name of our company, and Jade and I founded the company in February of 2017. And it's so much power, and you just having faith and really just following simple steps that God guides you to take, because he will just – present the blessing the moment that you're obedient, because it took no time for Jade and I to network with affluent developers that take dilapidated properties, which are vacant homes or homes that are not being utilized in the community, and flipping them. In short, flipping means buying a home that could use some renovations and selling it for a higher price. And that's also how the stock market works as well, where you buy low and you sell high. So if you're able to purchase the property because maybe a family member has passed away and now the family needs to liquidate their funds, or it's just been left vacant and now is basically becoming like a scar in the community, then you can negotiate to purchase it for as-is value. And you come in, you and your team, you pay all cash, you purchase the home, you flip it, and then you sell it for a marketable price to sell quick. And so when Jade and I started to interact with developers, to mentor, to get on site while they're just knocking down homes and building them up and just really learning just the ins and outs, we as women were like, okay, well, we know God gave women, you know, us virtuous women. He
Hello.
Gave us the power. Hello. He gave us the power to come up with all of the strategies and skills a lot of our men use. I'm not upset because I'm like, y'all can do the labor. Just let us be the brains.
Hello.
And
amen.
Jade and I built one of the coolest platforms that we really just snagged different wise pieces of business from profitable places such as the bank and the stock market. And we was like, so, wow, this is what we can do. We know we don't want to get dirty, but we know we want to be involved in – yeah, but we know we want to be involved in the project. And the number one thing for any project, no matter what industry you work in, is the financials, is the money. How are we funding this project to see it to completion? So Jade and I, we work with developers to understand how they pay for these projects, where does the money come from, how does it work? And then she and I came together and we designed a platform where our community could invest the money. Instead of you sitting money in a savings account and you getting 0.04% of interest on your funds, and then you look once a month and you've made like 8 cents or a dollar and
right.
3 cents on your $5,000, $15,000 account balance, you can in turn invest in real estate, which is an asset that you can see, that you can touch. We allow our investors to come to the properties once a quarter to see how your money is being used. And so we have a bottom line of $5,000 that you can invest for 6 months, 12 months, or 18 months. And the interest rate ranges from 6% to 12%. And when I say interest rate, I am referring to the return that you get on your funds.
Right.
So if you were to invest $5,000 for 6 months, that means that at the end of that six-month term that you would earn $300. On that
mm-hmm.
$5,000, so we could return to you $5,300. So in a matter of
right.
6 months, you made $300, and you got to see how your investment helped the community. Because none of us like to drive by and see boarded up homes, and we're just always thinking about those families that wow, like this home could be used to help somebody else.
Right. Absolutely.
So, in short, it was kind of wordy, but
it's awesome
how,
and amazing.
It is.
It is. And so tell us how old you are, because I just want people to know.
I'm 26 years old.
Hello. She's doing it.
Boo.
She is doing
Boo
it in her 20s.
Right there. Straight like that.
Like,
Boo
I'm
child.
Going to tell you where I was at 26 with my money and thinking about finance. Like, I
right.
was in debt. I had debt collectors calling me. I didn't know anything about finances. I remember going to college, and there would be credit card companies set up in our like multi-purpose room, and they're like, oh, you could just sign up for free, you get a free t-shirt if you sign up for this credit card. And me not knowing anything about finances and getting credit cards and getting into debt and not realizing what that meant. And so for you to be that financially literate and then to go out and strike out on your own and be able to just even talk about it in a coherent way that makes sense is just like, I'm sitting here amazed. Like, if I can get up and shout and do a spin right now, that's what I would do. It's awesome and amazing.
Thank
and I love
you
it.
So much.
I love
yeah,
it.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
I mean,
I love it.
In a large part, it all just comes from what you experienced growing up. And as I stated, I always noticed how money was such an emotional situation for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the blessing of just traveling the world and especially going to an HBCU such as Howard and many of our other great schools that expose us to the affluent life that is possible when you pursue just different avenues of study. And even if it's not college, just to expose yourself to different types of people, you start to see that people that are emotional about money, it's because they lack knowledge. It's not because they just feel like I don't have enough. It's because you lack knowledge to know how to acquire and how to handle it with care. And even
mm-hmm.
the Lord tells us, and he's very clear about how he feels about money. It's not a secret. So that's also
right.
a good place to start, because that's where my education about money started. Because I was like, wow, God really is not okay with us just going out here splurging and having credit cards and all sorts
right.
of debt. It's just not
right.
something that he's fond of. So it started at home, but then it just grew like a part of my obedience and my respect of God to know that, wow, you're even blessing me with these funds. How can I utilize this, especially at such a young age? Because I know that it's opposite for a lot of my elders where, you know, in their 20s, they weren't able to graduate from college and have a job that's paying 70 plus K a year. So it was like, okay, God, I'm not just going to sit here and reap this blessing but not help others. And so now I even go to high schools and colleges teaching financial classes, because we go to these lovely institutions and they don't teach us life skills. We don't understand taxes. We don't know why a credit card is good or bad. We don't even know how to budget your money to pay your monthly expenses. So
exactly. It
is something that needs to be talked about, not only at home but at school. And
absolutely,
it has to become just a part of our conversation and culture so that we can take the emotions away, because it's not that deep. It's just money.
Right. So how can people find out more about, like, your business? You all have a website?
Yes, we do have a website. Thank you so much for asking. Our website is transformdmv.com.
Okay, awesome.
And there, the website is pretty easy, so you can navigate it and click contact us, and we'll reach out to you, and we can have a conversation, whether it be over the phone or in person, because we are here. But we do find it important just to connect prior to people just dumping money into the funds, which we're not going to say no to. But
hello,
it is about education. We want to transform minds. It's not just about the dollar, because if you don't understand the importance of the decision that you're making to establish generational wealth, then we're just continuing the cycle, and we want to cut that curse and start just a new flow of understanding and communication.
And I definitely have noted that, like, she is absolutely serious about this. Like, when I was like, yeah, so listen, me and my co-host, we want to meet with you, and we're going to, have food, fun, and fellowship, right? She said, well, I'm down for the fun and the fellowship, but the food aspect, it's not in the budget this week, right? So I told her, I said, no, we usually eat at one of our houses or whatever, and she was like, oh, okay, I'm down for it, but she basically has the discipline to practice what she's preaching,
I know that's
so
right.
Yeah, so that's really a blessing, too, because you have a lot of people that's in that industry or that's in financial realm as well, and they don't always do what they're saying. But, yeah, she's to the letter. She's to the letter.
I know.
So I say amen to that.
Thank you so much for that encouragement, though, because some people see it as like, oh, you're being you, or you're struggling for no reason. And a lot of us live above our means, and I'm living below my means until everything can be paid in cash. I mean, even buying a home, like, whenever that time comes. So I'm just very committed to practicing what I preach, and I want to pay my debt off. And if every meal matters, every meal does matter, and I prefer to cook anyway. Come on now.
I miss you when I grow up. I really do. Because I'm going to tell you, if most of my disposable income does not go to food, oh, my goodness. Because I am famous for, like, I don't feel like cooking dinner. Let me go out and, like, grab a pizza. Let me go out and stop at Carrabba's and get a family size. Listen, that is so true. I need to do better, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
But you know what you need to work on. And I think that's the blessing of a budget. People see it as though, like, you're being limited to how you can spend your money. But honestly, a budget is just giving you a visual picture of how you move your money so that you know the intentions of your heart and how you spend your time. So for some people, going out to eat, if you know your schedule is hectic because you are serving and because you're a wife and a mother, then by all means, God has blessed you with those finances to have that comfort in going out so you can have time to still serve and study and rest and just do the work that you need to do. But for some of us, we know goodness well, we have at least 30 to 45 minutes or hour on a Sunday to meal prep for at least 2 days. Just small steps matter. And Sundays are used to fellowship, to be at home, to rest. So use that time to, like, invite friends over, meal prep together. There are ways that you can have fun with preparing for discipline. But it really takes accountability, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know,
do you have any questions? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Curtis.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, Noreen. Go ahead.
I'm just listening, and I have been so intrigued. I'm still understanding and wrapping my hands around the invest $5,000 for six months, and your return is $300. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we need to talk more, because when I look at my return on my investment is nothing like that. And so I know I want to follow up on a personal level with Jamika
Yeah, definitely.
About that. I also heard her talk about how it's not a secret. And the main reason we're so emotional about our money in our communities is because of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn ourselves, and we need to go out and teach our young people about finances, that it's not something scary. It's something that is critical for us to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I do want to follow up with Jamaica with that, too. And it's all part of life skills training, and I love that, and educating our young people. And I can see so many ways we can connect with that. But also, she said, every meal matters.
And yes.
have fun prepping for meals. And that is so awesome. And the blessing of a budget. And that's where we are at my church. This whole month we're talking about finances. And I think just getting this fresh perspective is amazing, is wonderful. So I know I need to continue to reach out to these young ladies to just increase my knowledge, increase my confidence. Because the first thing I noticed about Jamaica when I met her is her level of confidence, not just in herself, and when she talks about money. She does not. It gives me hope that I don't want to stutter when it comes to talking about money. I don't want to be fearful or ignorant when talking about money. So I'm grateful that we made this connection. And something as simple as she said is, you know, conversation.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind. That is for us to be able to look each other in the face and converse. You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I was go ahead. I'm sorry, Naveen. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm done. I just want to say thank you. I'm listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of life skills, need to learn to listen.
Yeah, my question was, Jamaica, like when you go out to these classes and you go teach other people about, you know, investments and, you know, and basically, you know, making wise decisions about their finances, how many people do you come across that really don't even know about the rule of 72?
Oh, wow. What's your guess?
probably. Actually, maybe if you have a classroom of 30 people, maybe only two in the room probably know it.
Okay, so wait a minute. I have never heard of that before in my life. What is that?
Okay, it's basically about compound interest. So the rule of 72 is that, for instance, if you at the age of 29, let's just say you're 29 years old, and you have an account that bears 4% interest, and you put $10,000 at the age of 29, you divide that by four, that's going to double it. At the time you have $12,000. So basically, it shows the compound interest. Divided by 72. So, like, not many people do know about it. You know, in fact, not too many years ago, I found out myself. So, you know, when we talk about investment, like you say, well, okay, well, I'm going to invest $5,000 and I'll get a 6% return, which is $300. That's a lot more than most. In fact, most, you know, interest-bearing accounts, you're not even going to get a rate at 6%, you know? Mm-hmm. So how many people that you come in contact really that really doesn't know the principle or even the aspect of compound interest?
I mean, well, that's a topic that I don't even address in my first meeting with a group of people, because just the idea of knowing how you spend your money is where we have to start. Not too many people even know their account balance until they get that text or email that says overdraft. So I don't want to intimidate any of the people that God blesses me to just engage with, because as stated, and I'll say it again, money is emotional. And the last thing that you want to do is the first time you meet somebody, you're talking about them having more money, and they like, I don't have enough money.
Right.
and then you get into compound interest, which is something that I'll touch on before we leave that setting, but I don't just explain it in the sense of Rule 72. So I'll just keep it in the sense of the discussion of compound interest. So interest is talked about most when I talk about credit cards from department stores and MasterCard and American Express and all these other suppliers of loans and credit. because mm-hmm. they understand that, okay, I do get an interest rate because I see how they charge me on my loan, but in regards to having interest on money that you're investing, we have to create a platform and a foundation to even understand the flow of your money before you graduate to the next level of your money earning you money. Because if you don't even have a stable savings account, why would I position your mind to get to put the cart before the horse for you to add money on top of money? So if anything, the best way to practically practice compound interest at home before you sign up for an investment account is to do a, and I'm actually getting this from Novena because she like, gave me this tip and I thought it was really cool. But you can do a $5 rule where every time you get $5, you put it in a bucket that's in your home that's like guarded and protected. And you set a date when you can open the bucket to actually count the money. But that's another way to just practice compound interest. It's not the same where it multiplies, but it's still adding up. So you're seeing how over time it continues to stay true and committed to a goal slash rule, then you can add value to that, if that makes sense.
Awesome. Yeah, that do make sense.
What I love about the Spirit of the Lord is that no matter where you are in the world, like, he's saying the same thing. So Novena's talking about, her pastor's talking about, finances this month. We met you, we're talking about it today. And just either yesterday or the day before, I was watching Hillsong's pastor, and he was talking about finances. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how money should be a servant and not something that is our master. And talking about how we need to approach it. And he was like, money isn't the issue. It's how we approach money. Like, you know, we're looking at it for it. And, you know, we let it be the master of what we do instead of having it serve us. And so I just really appreciate that the Spirit of the Lord, like, he is like this. I'm consistent. Like, I'm not going to say one thing to this one church and say this other thing to this church. Like, God's Spirit, like, he's trying to set us up. Yeah, like, he's like, listen, my people, this is the time. Mm-hmm. Get your money right.
Right.
Stuff is coming.
Get
your money right. And I'm just excited about it because things, and I mean, and just really, like, real talk, like, a lot of the things that we as believers want to do in the body of Christ and for those who are lost and who we're trying to reach takes money. That's real. And we can't help people if we can't pay our bills. How are we going to feed other people? And we're worried about, you know, we don't have any money in our account until our next paycheck comes. And so I think it's just awesome and amazing that the Spirit of the Lord is like consistent. So whether I'm in Australia or Maryland or wherever, like, he's saying the same thing to his body. He's like, listen, something's coming. I need y'all to get ready. And I'm trying to set you up and put you in position. Because I need you to be the light in this season. And what I love is that the church, the real church, I'm going to leave it at that, he wants us to, you know how it says in the word that, like, the world is groaning and travailing, waiting for the sons of God to take their rightful place. And I'm paraphrasing because I never say it right. But that the world is waiting for us to step into position.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for us to be the light in dark times. And people aren't going to be able to trust in, you know, government programs or 401ks or, you know what I mean? Like, there is some stuff that's coming, and all of these systems that the world has set up that people have been depending on for their whole lives are going to be real disappointing. And you can see it in what's happening right now in this world. Like, listen, people, there is a place of safety that you need to run to, and we need to be ready as a body of Christ to really be able to help and to feed the hungry and to clothe the homeless and, you know, and to take care of the widow. Like, that's what we're called to do.
Yes, we are. And I wanted to backtrack because you touched my spirit when you just spoke on visions and dreams. And I mean, our great God is a creator. He starts his love story just talking about everything that he created and how good it is. And then he created us last because God wanted us to have dominion and know that he already placed everything in position. And he gave us the commands that we needed to follow through. And with so many of us every day, although we have jobs, and some people are blessed to actually function in a career that is their passion, but there are many of us that still are yearning to just do these
to do the work that God deposits in us, but we feel like we don't have the finances. So I just wanted to encourage anyone that's listening and even us to let us know that, yes, we have these visions and we may not have the money, but it's still important to know how to utilize our money, because know that there's somebody with the money that believes and wants that vision too, but they don't even know it. You're the one with the vision, and God wants to put us together, but God's not going to position you to receive that blessing of finances to fund that vision from that person or that entity that can provide it unless you know what to do with it. So a lot of us feel like, oh, I gotta work and I gotta pay for it to get it done. And a lot of times you really just have to be disciplined and ready to take care, because there's preparation before. See, what did you say that really touched me? You said you gotta have a preparation before what shows up. Remember what you said? Yeah, you said something really good about just being prepared before it comes, because God's not gonna give you what you can't handle.
Don't
get discouraged that, oh, I don't have $1 million, $500, or even $100. Just know that you need to study, you need to surround yourself by people that encourage you, and you need to write down your plans, just like he tells us just in his words, to write it and make it plain and really study it and seek him, because he'll fill in the gap. But it's just important that we prepare for what we're asking for, because he's not going to give us anything that's going to embarrass him, okay?
Exactly.
Hello. So, you know, I think this is a perfect time, Jamaica, for you to pray a word over the people who are listening and who will listen at a later point. So just the points that you just made, to just pray over the people on that very issue.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. Yes. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your creativity and even just the blessing to be made in your image, Lord God, to do amazing things, to seek amazing things, and to experience amazing things, Lord God. I pray over each and every one of your children, Lord God, in this world, Lord, your children that know you and your children that want to know you more, Lord God, that you just bless us and deposit into each and every one of us just a spirit of encouragement, discipline, and belief, Lord God. Allow us to understand and know that everything that you place inside of our being, Lord God, is put there for a reason. You are not a God of tease, Lord God. You are a God of please and prosperity, Lord God. So I just pray that you enlighten hearts, Lord God, and that you transform minds, Lord God, and that you just renew relationships, Father God, so that your children can be in a place of love and abundance and belief that everything that you have revealed to your children will come to fruition. And I pray that the Holy Spirit allows each and every one of us to be disciplined with every ounce of moment and health and sound mind that we have, Lord God, with every resource that you present to us, Lord God, without receipt, Lord. You just give us without even throwing it in our face, Lord. You are such a giving Father and friend, Lord God. We thank you for being the ultimate provider of all of our needs, Lord God, and even the type of Father that provides our wants, Lord God. You don't limit us to what we ask for. You give above and beyond what we even think to ask for, Lord God. And we just bless you and we honor you and all that you do. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died so that even when we miss the mark, Lord God, where we are fearful and don't take those steps, Lord God, you step in and you push us and you pull us and you guide us, Lord God. You are the light, Lord God, and we are the salt of the earth, Lord. Uplift your people, Lord God. Bring us together, Lord, to just speak a word into each other's lives, Lord God, to just say, it is possible, I can do this through Christ who strengthens me, Lord God. You've given us so many affirmations and confirmations in your word, Lord, and I just pray that each of us just find one that speaks to our spirit and we marinate on it each and every day, Lord God.
Yes,
you are mighty. You are awesome. We want to be obedient to you in each and every instruction that you present to us, Father God. Thank you so much, Lord, for choosing us, Lord God. Today
thank
we
you,
are
Lord.
Alive. We are breathing. We are able because we have purpose, Lord God. Our hearts
thank
are
you.
Beating because there is work that you have called each and every one of us to do, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
thank
God.
You for only giving us what we can handle. And thank you for giving us work that you know we want to do, Lord God. And even at times where it gets hard, we call on you and we will continue to seek you, Lord God. And we will trust that each and everything that you desire and require will be done through each and every one of your children. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory and hallelujah.
Yeah,
amen. Okay. Two things. So one, something you said made me, again, because I'm always listening to pastors, this female pastor was talking about the here and the there. Here is where mm-hmm. we are right now, whatever, mm-hmm. however content or discontent of state we may be in, where, you know, when we have a vision mm-hmm. to get somewhere else, like, oh, if I could just get there. Like, I see a mm-hmm. vision, and I know that there is where my purpose is. And yeah. she was talking about, because you mentioned preparation and how our here, the right now, where we are right now in our walk, in our finances, in our believing, in our careers, wherever we are right now in this moment, the here, mm-hmm. God is doing that to prepare us and to protect us so that when we get yeah. there, that we're ready yeah. to handle what he has for us there. And so what yes. you said was just so on time, because we need to be able to become knowledgeable, to get wisdom and understanding right now mm-hmm. so that when we get to those visions that we're dreaming for and praying for, that we don't blow mm-hmm. it. So that
right.
we have
right.
the wisdom right. and the understanding and the financial know-how and, you know, the connections we've made so that when we get there, we're ready for it. And we have
yeah.
been
That's
through
right.
some stuff here. We have, you know, we have gone through, you know, smaller financial, you know, if you have, you know, one or two credit cards that you, you know, you're working on paying off, by the time you get there, they're paid off and you won't ever make that mistake again. So just
mm-hmm.
learning how to appreciate the place that you're in, even though it is important to get knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and to become financially knowledgeable, but just take the time now to learn it now so that when you get there
yes.
to your vision, you're ready for
yeah.
it.
You know,
go ahead.
No, no, I was just to chime in at that point. I remember exactly what you're talking about now. So, what it was is that I was talking to a friend too. Actually, he's a pastor as well, and he said something to me along these lines. He says that practice is harder than playing. And he says, I'm just going to leave
mm-hmm.
it right there.
Yes, it is.
And he said, I'm going to let you draw from that and go ahead and break it down or whatever to the people or whatever when you, you know, whenever you decide to talk about it. But I'm just going to leave that with you, that practice is harder than playing. And, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you look all through the scriptures, you see how God was preparing people in the practice before it was time for the purpose, that they may perform perfectly in
mm-hmm.
the purpose. So when you look
mm-hmm.
at even like when I said a post that I did with Joshua was basically groomed by Moses. But one thing that you saw about him too and that I loved about Joshua, I didn't get a chance to say because, you know, I didn't make the post long, is that Joshua, even after Moses had departed from the tabernacle, Joshua, sometimes in scripture, you still see him standing right there in the door of the tabernacle, and you can only know the conversation that he was having with God. But then he was also preparing Joseph as well. When you think about Joseph and his experiences, that Joseph, he was tested on different levels as well as his integrity. He was tested on not just his integrity, but also his stewardship. He was tested also in his forgiveness. You know, all these different areas, he was tested before he was brought to the pinnacle of his purpose, because had he not been prepared to practice stewardship in part of his house and in the prison, then how could he do it when he became second in command over the kingdom? So, like you were just saying, that it's important for us to let God perfect us in the process so when we get to the purpose, we don't mess up the blessing.
Amen.
So now, I remember that now.
Jamaica, I had a question for you. And I love when we, you know, because we always, for the listening audience, we always do like a pre-talk where we fellowship over food and we just mix it up in the spirit. And I remember you saying that when people bring proposals to you about, you know, projects or things that they want you to get involved in, you're like, okay, hold up. Let me talk to my my other partner. And how the other partner was basically Jesus, the Lord God, and that
mm-hmm.
you would get on your knees. And so if
mm-hmm.
you would just talk about how you, your relationship with the Lord and to how you do business.
Oh, I love this question because it's something that I'm sure that all four of us can relate to, that is a
mm-hmm.
daily practice, because we're always presented with something. And just as Curtis, like, just said, God always tests you. And because he wants to know, like, are you really loyal? You really about this life? You really going to act right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just in my own personal walk, it's something that I had to learn from defeat, because I have been in a lot of projects and just circumstances where I jumped too soon and I was drowning and I'm like, God, save me. Because a lot of us make plans and then we pray. And that's against everything God tells us to do. just in my own walk. So when I am presented with proposals for projects or even partnerships, people always, no matter what industry you're in, they're trying to make you seem like, you know, time is of the essence. And yes, time is of the essence. But at times you just have to find that peace in your spirit. And God gave us intuition and feeling and spirit all for reasons, because those are ways he communicates with us when we can't be in our prayer closet. And that's why it's important to prepare before you're in battle so you can really be in tune and know how to feel, even when it's not a word, but it's something that you just feel just in your being. So in those situations which happen a lot, because every day there's something that you're presented with. There's always an opportunity, whether it's just to go hang out with somebody, it's to go network with someone, it's to invest money in a new project. I go to my prayer closet, I write it down, I put it in my journal, I pray about it, and I wait for him to move. Sometimes it's quick and sometimes it's not quick. And in relationships where they don't understand that's a clear sign for me that God's not in that. Because God is not a pushy father. He is not going to force you to do things that aren't for good. Now, let me be clear. There are things that may be uncomfortable because it's new and it's unknown, but it's not a discomfort where you're fearful. It's like more that roller coaster anxiety where it's like, oh, my goodness, we're at the top. It's about to go down. But you still are for the ride, you know? It's definitely something that you have to practice, and I'm constantly learning every day because God will blow your mind when you ask him to. So we got to be careful when we pray those prayers that say, you know, stretch me, Lord, make me more like you, use me, Lord. Because he's like, you ask
because he will do it.
He will do it.
He'd be like, wait, hold up, wait, just slow down.
Yeah, definitely. And I've also just added meditation to my daily practice. And whether it's just 5 minutes, I try to do 20 minutes because that's just ideal for me. And it's as simple as me just sitting still in complete silence and closing my eyes. I'm not asleep, so we all have to be mindful. Don't go to sleep. But just sitting still and just stilling your mind, because so many of us pray. And we just ask. And I can't speak for anybody, but I know me personally, I don't like any relationship in my life where it's always requests and it's no quality time, you know? So I try to be really intentional just about how I'm a friend to God. So do I just hit him up and be like, all right, God, thank you for this day. But now I need you to make sure that you pay my bills, that you send me on like big, bold trip, that you present me. It's like, no. You make your requests, you confess your sins, you give thanksgiving, you pray for others, and then you have to sit. Because the same amount of time that you spent asking and speaking and talking, you need to invest that same amount of time sitting and listening. And even if it's complete silence the whole time, it's still out of reverence and respect gave your father the time to know, I care about how you feel about this.
About. Invest.
Speak on it.
So yeah, a big part of Jesus being my partner is me being silent in that partnership.
I know that's right.
That was a note for the masses right there. You hear me?
That's so true. Novena, do you have something?
I'm still soaking it all in, and I just feel so privileged to be a part of this conversation right now, and I'm looking forward to our part two when
Harley
joins us. And I believe that as more people hear this message, they'll be even more excited and hope-filled when we record the part two. Because
absolutely.
I have on how we can put some of this into action, but I know it's all in God's timing, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's assuring me.
I have one question. So, Jamaica, if someone wants to, do they also go to your website, thetransformdmv.com, if they want to, request that you, like, come speak to a church group or to like a youth group or to, you know, to people if they want you to come talk about like financial literacy? Do they also go through your website for that as well?
Yeah, they can go to my website. But for a quicker response, they can email me directly. I will say my business email now. So my contact is Jamika at transformdmv.com, and that is spelled Jamika at TransformDMV.com. So that's Jamika at TransformDMV.com, because then it will just come straight to my phone and we can get connected. But I would love to just share the ministry that God has presented for money and be very transparent. Don't think that I just woke up and all this made sense. You know, a lot of my experience and testimonies came from hardship and defeat and trying to do things my way. So I'm very transparent about that. I'm still on a journey. I'm not to that. I don't put a limit on how much prosperity I want the Lord to give me, but whenever that overflow comes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You know. People say, I want to be a billionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I say, I just want to be an illionaire. Whatever letter God chooses to put in front of the illionaire, he can do it. even if it's not an illionaire, I just want to be at a place where I am consistently conscious about every resource, not just my money, my time, my talents, and my treasures. That's something that my shepherd, New Bethel Baptist in Washington, D.C., Pastor Dexter Unettall, he instills in us all the time. Just being a generous giver. So I just, and God has grown me to that place each and every day, but just offering up, but being wise in your offering and always having discernment from God for what he wants you to offer. Because, you know, a lot of times we'll be guilt tripped, and that's very, like, present in our community where family will make us feel bad when you may be in a good financial place, but they're not, so they expect you to fill in a gap for them. But a lot of times we become an enabler when God is trying to bless them in different circumstances and teach them lessons. So we can have all sorts of conversations just about family and money, because it's not just for our young people. And I want us to all just think about our people, because we can change somebody's life that's been bad with money for 60 years. You know, like, it doesn't just start with our young people. It's our people, because children and parents and grandparents need to have these conversations, because a lot of times it gets even worse when there are illnesses or sudden death and nobody knows how to converse about the money. Because that
right.
does matter.
Listen, so weddings and funerals.
Understand. Yeah, weddings, you know, a lot of major events. And the way these illnesses just pop up these days, we have to be prepared. So life insurance, I'm 26 and I have a life insurance policy. And you can't just wait till things happen. So the conversation is a lot bigger than money. It's about life skills, just as we stated multiple times today. So I would just love to just share the knowledge and to come together so we all can share our knowledge. Because I don't know everything, but I am just blessed to be used by God to learn and to share and to grow.
Amen.
A little bit, amen. Jamika.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Yeah,
Jamika,
we hear you.
Hey, you were getting off a little bit. I just wanted to make sure you're still there. All right, we still got you, girl.
Yeah.
So, again, that is Transform, and they can be contacted at transformdmv.com. And you can reach Jamika at Jamika at transformdmv.com directly by email if you want her to come talk to any of your groups. I'm just super excited about this. You know, one question I had before we were getting close to the end of the show, but what is it like, because my thought, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that there may not be a lot of people in the game, in the investment game, that are as young as you and that look like you. So being young Black entrepreneurs in this field of finances and for, you know, having this investment firm, how do you find, like, people react to you all or your experiences being young Black female entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, great question. And a cool part about the personality that Jade and I have and just the walks of life that we have been placed on, we are open to all people. So it's really, like, what I learned, it's less about what you see in a person is how you feel about a person. And it, and it's also about the confidence. And I appreciate that Novena, she mentioned that, you know, when she met me, that I had that confidence just when I spoke about money and just my my relationship with my career. And it, that's what I've learned that it's really about. We really don't get too much slack about our age because we invest time in knowing our material, and we don't position ourselves in places where we haven't gotten confirmation that God is already there. So that's something that's really important too. When people, you know, they feel like they're being like judged or ridiculed, it's because you may be trying to force something that wasn't for you. So you always got to make sure you're traveling a favored path and not a forced path. And and even when it comes to being black, I always just remind myself that when I get to heaven, there won't be a black church. So what I'm not going to do is have my time on earth concerning myself about the color, the age, or the background of anyone, because the work that God has us to do with the resources and the assets that we have are not limited to your background. I didn't come from an affluent family that taught me about money, investments, accounts, or nothing I ever heard of. None of my family as of today are partners, but they will be in Jesus' name. I'm claiming it. He's breaking these chains.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just a decision that you have to make, and you can't limit who you want to connect with and who you want to help based on background. So it came with self-awareness more than anything. So I just encourage anyone that feels like I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't know enough, to start with your relationship with God first, because he will fill you with everything that you need. And then he will place you in situations and circumstances that stretch you, but it's only because, just as CJ said, it's harder to practice than to play. So when you put in that time before you present yourself to actually study it and be intentional about it and be diligent about it and just find random times to go to a networking session and just see how much you know or who you can learn from and invite friends over, go to Bible study and have these conversations and see what response you get. And then you'll start to develop that confidence, and then you'll feel comfortable when you're in front of people you're meeting for the first time, because you also have a lot of humble pie that you eat. Oh, that's something else, humble pie. So I'm never somewhere, yes, I'm confident, but I'm always willing to say, well, can you give me some more information, or how can we see one another? Because you never want to get to a place where you feel like you know it all and you are all, because I'm still very early in my career. I'm not an expert. I'm just a hungry young go-getter that believes that anything is possible, okay?
Yeah.
It's just really critical that you start with self-awareness and that you own it. You know, be bold about it. Be honest and be transparent, but be humble too, because there's always something to learn. Even from somebody that feels like they don't even have enough money to invest, you can just ask them how their journey with money has been, and you'll start to learn the mindset of life behind it, and then you can help somebody else, because it's always a blessing in just knowing what somebody has gone through.
Hey, listen, you just really broke it down for the people. Telling you. Yes.
Thank you so much. No, you all ask amazing questions, and I just wanted to just thank each and every one of you all, because from day one, just meeting Curtis, and now just being connected by the soul with my sisters, I'm just so appreciative of Curtis, Jordana, and Novena. The time we spent last weekend was amazing, and I can speak on behalf of Jade and myself. I wish she was here, because her energy is so contagious, and she is just the best partner ever. But it's a blessing to know that you all are using this platform to not only connect voices, but also to talk about the different areas that God is involved in, because he's involved in everything. And I think the church is doing a better job of just being very holistic in how we discuss how God is at work in every area of our life. He doesn't want to just bless us and do the bare minimum. God wants to transform every part of us. So I just pray that God continues to bless you all and use you all, and I'm here to support any way possible. I definitely want us to do more work together so that we can not only encourage individuals, but also bring together small groups and churches so that we can change our community together, because none of us can do alone. It takes a village for everything, and that's the cool thing about it, is that you don't have to bear the burden when everybody can just use their gift and operate accordingly. So I look forward to what's about to go down. Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful. And the Lord is at work.
That's right. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all a question though, because I had to leave early. Did y'all watch? Did y'all get a chance to watch The Shack?
We did not. It was not supposed to be. It did not work. The machine did not work. It would not play. But next time. Next time, y'all, we get off on a side tangent. So we came over the house. We had a whole God experience. It was beautiful.
Yes.
We laughed. We cried. We prayed. It was awesome.
Yes.
We watched the movie The Shack, which everyone should watch because I think it's an amazing movie, The Shack, which was originally a book by William Paul Young. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. You can also, of course, it's a movie. But we'll watch that next time. We'll watch that next time. There are going to be more times. Absolutely.
Yes,
there
will
be more times. No, Vinny, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I'm trying to see how we're going to use Jade and Jamaica, because God has put something in my spirit about young adult Bible study, and I'm like, young adult financial knowledge. I want to
connect this. We can talk about it.
Mm-hmm, because it's such a need. It's such for all of us to be introduced to finances without that fear and without trepidation, you know, just we can laugh about money, you know, and I want to get
right.
I think it's hilarious. I want to be an illionaire.
That's right. Put a Lord, you choose the letter you want in front
okay.
of.
Okay. I really, where we can, we are getting connected. I'm like, small group. Do I sign up? I already went to the website to check it out and to just be connected to Transform DMV. And I seriously want a financial counselor, you know? And
okay.
There's so many different levels.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Where I can, because, you know, some knowledge shines light on, you know, fearful places. Or
yes, it does.
Yeah.
So once I get this knowledge, you know, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to share it. That affects my small group meets next week, and you know, our assignment is a budget, and so I want to yes. So it's Jamaica on another level. If you want to send me a spreadsheet or something like that,
I will. I have a few I can share.
You want to come and visit with us? You know, we can set that up, and the women in my small group are from 20s to almost 70, so. This will work
right. Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey, because one of the things, I know we run out of time, but one of the things that she said that stood out to me, like you said earlier, is that that every meal matter. And in my mind, like, for instance, like, mine ain't so much food. Y'all know it's tennis shoes, right? That's all I'm saying earlier. I got addiction to tennis shoes. So y'all know.
You and my husband.
Yes. So, I mean, when you think about that, I call myself a bottle shop, so I try to find cheaper shoes, but I find what I like, though. But I'm going to just make a long story short. I got enough tennis shoes. All I need to do is now, when I decide to buy a tennis shoe, to go put that money in the savings account. That's the way to budget. Yes.
There is a way.
Absolutely. Okay. And I guess it's about, like, even just transforming our mindsets and how we look at money, because a lot of us live, we make money to spend money.
And that's
where we come from. So we get a little money so that we can spend it on something we want. And so it's about transforming our thought process about what we do with the money that we have been blessed with to make. So, okay, we got 1 minute left. So, again, we are excited to have had Jamaica on this show. Stay tuned for part two when we have her partner, Jade, who's currently off jet setting. We'll see you later, girl. She was here in spirit.
Yes.
And
yeah.
You can contact and reach both of them through transformdmv.com. You can reach Jamaica at Jamika at transformdmv.com. We are so blessed to have had you all. Of course,
you can
connect with us at Bold and Beautiful, When Christians Speak on Facebook, Bold and Beautiful WCS on Instagram, Twitter, all of those great things. So this has been an awesome, awesome show. We look forward to having you all again. And I am going to go back to playing our theme song on the way out. Bye, y'all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Power. I give it to him. The glory. I give it to him. If it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise.